If we sin willfully after having received the knowledge of the truth, then there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. My question to you today is, do you sin willfully after having received the knowledge of the truth? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? As a born-again believer, you ought to know and rest in the knowledge that your salvation is secure, because the Bible says that the Lord is your light and your salvation. Your salvation is secure in Jesus if you have obeyed the gospel. And the gospel is that God so loved you that he sent his son into this world to die for your sins. That if you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again, then you shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the gospel found in John 3, verse 16. And the Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin and cannot commit sin because they are born of God. In other words, if you're born of God, it's not a question of if you will sin or if you won't sin. The Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin and cannot, an absolute, cannot commit sin because they are born of God. And as a born-again creature in Christ Jesus, your mind should be familiar enough with the Word of God to know that the only part of your being as a born-again believer that has been born of God and therefore cannot and does not commit sin is the Spirit of Christ in you, which was born into your hearts the day you believed the gospel, that God so loved you that he gave his son for you. And that new creation in you cannot commit sin. Now, your fleshly nature serves the law of sin. And let me clue you in on something. It serves the law of sin willfully. It has no choice but to serve sin. It cannot serve righteousness. For the only part of your being as a born-again Christian is that can serve righteousness is the Spirit of Christ in you. He is the servant of righteousness. And the part of you that is a sinful as the devil himself, is your fleshly nature. He serves the law of sin even after the Spirit of Christ was born into your hearts. As a matter of fact, your fleshly nature, the old man, wars against that Spirit of Christ which is in you. He wars against him. And these two war the one against the other so that you cannot do the things which you would. As a born-again Christian, you should know that it is impossible for you to sin willfully. How is that? Well, the answer is found in the 7th chapter of Romans, when Paul, a born-again believer, stated that when I commit a sin, it is no longer I which doeth it, but it is the sin that dwells in my fleshly nature. Remember that Romans 7:25 says that your flesh serves the law of sin. And again, I repeat, it serves it willfully. But as a born-again Christian in Christ Jesus, you ought to know that you are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 9. That's the only criteria to being in the Spirit. That's the only qualification the Scripture gives of you being in the Spirit. You're in the Spirit if the Spirit of Christ, that new creation, dwells in you. As a born-again believer, you ought to know that you're never in the flesh. I repeat, as a born-again believer, you ought to know that you have never been in the flesh since the day the Spirit of Christ was born into your heart. For the Bible says in Romans 8:9 that you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. Now, the flesh nature wars against that Holy Spirit of Christ which dwells in you, because the fleshly nature is a servant of sin and he serves the law of sin willfully. The only people on the face of the earth who sin willfully after having received the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for their sins and rose again are those who have rejected that knowledge. They have received it, but they rejected it. They are called the children of disobedience because they obeyed not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they remain in their fleshly nature as a servant of sin because the flesh nature serves the law of sin willfully. As a born-again Christian, you are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ, that new creation, dwells in you. And when you sin, it's not you that doeth it, but it is the fleshly nature which dwells in you, according to Romans chapter 7. But when a sinner sins, he is joined unto that fleshly nature, which serves the law of sin willfully and wholeheartedly, and he is sinning willfully after he has received the knowledge of the truth, that Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice for his sins. His good works can't cover or atone for his sins. The only sin offering that we can present to God for our sins is the offering of his Son by the work of faith. When we believe the gospel that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, died for our sins and rose again, then we shall not perish but have everlasting life, because at that moment the Spirit of Christ comes into our life, and when God looks at us, he sees the life of his Son in us. And when he looks at us, he can declare us blameless, because in the born-again believer's life there is no sin. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, has become their life. Therefore, there is no sin in your life if you are a born-again believer, because Colossians 3:4 declares that Jesus Christ has become your life when you believe the gospel. Is there sin in your fleshly nature? Yes, because Jesus Christ came and condemned sin in your flesh. He did not come to redeem your fleshly nature. He came to redeem your soul by his own blood, and he washed your soul eternally clean from sin and preserved your soul in himself blameless and faultless until he presents you before the Father with exceeding great joy. The Bible says in Jude 1 that we are preserved perfect and blameless in ourselves, no, in our willpower, no, but in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10:14 says that we have been perfected forever in the sight of God because we believed in the perfect sacrifice of his Son for our sins. We are no longer in the flesh serving the law of sin willfully, but we're not a part of that fleshly nature which serves sin willfully, but we're now a part of the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ, that new creation, dwells within us and has joined himself into our soul. And it is written that whosoever is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. Now for Hebrews 10:26. Which states, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, which is after having received the knowledge of the truth, which is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the truth. If you continue in your fleshly nature and reject the truth, then there remains no more sacrifice for your sins. Why is that? Because the only sacrifice of your sins was Jesus Christ. He is the truth that you must receive. And you must not only receive it, but believe it. Many people acknowledge, but they don't really believe it. They know the story of salvation, but they don't believe it. You must believe the knowledge of the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again, that he was the perfect sacrifice that you need to get into heaven. And if you reject the knowledge of Jesus Christ or reject the truth of the gospel, then there remains no more sacrifice for your sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. The Bible says in verse 28 that he that despised the old covenant or Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And verse 29 says, of how much sore punishment, or how much more a severe punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden under foot the truth, who is the truth, the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. Jesus Christ came into this world and sanctified himself so that he could be that perfect sin offering unto God, so that his blood could atone for our sins.
And if people despise the blood of the covenant, which can wash their sins away and declare them eternally cleansed from sin, because the Bible says that which God has cleansed, we're never to call common or unclean, and we're to be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. If they despise that blood of the covenant, and only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away sins, then they have condemned themselves into a devil's hell, because they've counted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing, and they have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. How can you do despite unto the Spirit of grace? Well, first of all, this dispensation in which we live is a dispensation of grace. And the Spirit of grace is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is given unto us to reveal not himself unto us, but to reveal Jesus Christ unto us. He reveals the Son of God unto us. He reveals that Jesus Christ came into this world to die for our sins and rose again. And if we reject the message of the Spirit, which is the truth of the gospel, then we reject the Holy Spirit's message and do despite unto him, and then we are nothing but candidates for the vengeance of the Lord. For the wrath of God is upon all the children of disobedience. Now, what did the children of disobedience disobey? The children of disobedience disobeyed not the law, because we've all disobeyed the law, but the children of disobedience obeyed not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore they remain a servant of sin, because they're joined unto their fleshly nature, which serves the law of sin willfully. And as believers, we have obeyed the gospel. Romans chapter 8 and chapter 6 says that we have obeyed from our heart the gospel, which is that we believe from our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ came into our hearts and came into this world and died for our sins and rose again. And we believe that we became a servant of righteousness, for we were disjointed from that fleshly nature which we were connected to, and now joined to the Spirit of Christ, that new creation which cannot commit sin because it's born of God. And now when a believer sins, it's only the works of the flesh, which he is no longer a part of. For we are now in the Spirit, and we're no longer with the works of the flesh, nor our fleshly nature. Even though it's alive and well inside of us, God considers our fleshly nature dead, crucified with Christ as a servant of sin, that we could be joined unto the Spirit of Christ, that new creation, once we believe the gospel and accept him into our hearts by faith. And those who obey not the gospel by disobeying it, by not believing in it, the Bible says that they will suffer vengeance. The vengeance of the Lord will be hard upon them. For if they obeyed not the gospel, but trodden underfoot the Son of God, and counted the blood which he shed for the covenant an unholy thing, and done despite unto the Spirit of grace by not receiving the Spirit's testimony of Jesus, then the Bible says in verse 30 that vengeance will be taken upon them. It says, "For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense." And if we compare Scripture with Scripture, we need only to turn over to the second epistle of Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "The Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obeyed not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the power of his glory." Now, going back to Hebrews chapter 10, it says, "Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall these be thought worthy, who have trodden under foot the Son of God?" Well, if they have did that by not believing that Jesus Christ came into this world to die for their sins, Jesus Christ himself will take vengeance. For he's the one that said, "Vengeance belongeth unto me," and he will take vengeance upon them. And this is the thought of how much sore punishment that shall they be thought worthy of. It's recorded in the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, verse 9. It says, "They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of his glory by the glory of the Lord forever." That is the sore punishment that they shall be thought worthy of, because they obeyed not the gospel, which is believing on the Son of God and knowing that their sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ once they believe that He has died for their sins and rose again. And that can only be testified of by the Spirit. For no man can come unto the Father except through Jesus, and that's only if the Spirit draws him. And the Spirit draws people unto the Father by testifying to them about Jesus Christ. So the question is, do you sin willfully after having received the knowledge of the truth? If you are a born again Christian, the answer is absolutely not. For when you sin, it is no longer you that doeth it, but it's the sin that dwells in your fleshly nature. If you have rejected the message of the gospel, then you are a child of disobedience, and you stand in the wrath of God already. It abides upon you already, and all you have to look forward to is a certain fearful looking forward to of judgment, because you have not accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore you are still joined unto your fleshly nature, which serves the law of sin willfully, and you are considered in the crowd of those who willfully sin after having received the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because you did not believe in it. As a born-again Christian, you are not in that category, for the Bible says, whosoever is born of God cannot commit sin, and the only part of you which is born of God and therefore cannot and does not commit sin is the Spirit of Christ in you. And remember that your soul, after it has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, it is preserved in the body of Christ, according to Jude 1. It's preserved perfect in Him.
I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?